You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of more talk now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
For so long, you and me been finding
hitting number one of this day back in 1977. It sounds like the Bee Gees, but it's just not quite. Andy Gibb. Starting a four-week run at number one with I Just Wanna Be Your Everything. He had three number ones in the U.S., and that one, I Just Wanna Be Your Everything, top of the charts on this day, 41 years ago today. We always dip into the music bag when I fill in here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Dr. Larry Fedewa joins us next, conservative commentator, social political issues, former international technology executive, business owner, and college president. You can find his writings at mypoliticalinsights.com. Dr. Larry, thanks for joining the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, thank you.
So, your most recent piece up at mypoliticalinsights.com, everybody knows how to negotiate except Trump. You've got some people from the back row of the theater, so to speak, throwing tomatoes at Donald Trump and his negotiating skills.
Yes, people that, people that have not ever negotiated anything bigger maybe than their own house, and they probably had a realtor do that for them.
And you outline this, and you mentioned it's not a secret. This is in The Art of the Deal from some years ago, that the Trump strategy. Lay this out for people. What are the basics of the Trump negotiation strategy?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. First, you figure out what it is you want in very specific terms. And then you announce to the world, well, then the second thing is you try to figure out what it is that your opposition is most concerned about and most fearful of, and then you make an announcement saying that you are considering that alternative, whatever it is, and that, of course, in the current situation has meant that the press takes that as literally true. So if you say that we are now considering the military option in our North Korea discussion or relationship, they suddenly jump on that and say that, wow, we're going to go to war, and they just take it very literally, which actually in this situation kind of plays into Trump's strategy, because the first part of that relationship with the other party is to scare the heck out of them. So so then they start saying, my gosh, what if he really did that? And is he crazy enough to do it? And they start really getting very concerned. And then the next thing you do is after they start showing signs of wanting to talk, well, they almost always want to talk because of they don't want your nuclear option, so to speak, to take place. So then you go in and you're very nice to them, and you've now figured out what kind of a solution that responds to their to some of their needs, but mostly also gets you what you want. So you then go in and you're very nice, and you present this much more moderate alternative, which they then tend to take, because after all, they don't want the extreme. So, and the interesting thing nowadays is that the press and the so-called commentators, for the most part, are not business people, and they've never negotiated anything of any consequence, and they take all of this every time he changes the dialogue. They consider that he's lying or that he's flip-flopping or whatever. All they have to do really is read that old book of Donald Trump, The Art of the Deal. He tells exactly what it is that his strategy, but they won't even do that. So,
Dr. Larry Fedewa with us here, Steve Gruber Show, Scott Bertram in for Steve. So where do you think we've perhaps most specifically seen that strategy play out with Donald Trump as president? What issues have you seen?
Well, right now, he's in the process of... you have to understand about this guy. He's a business guy, and he's basically transactional. I mean, everything, every issue that he looks at from the point of view of how do we negotiate it, and how do we meet our goals, and what is it we have to do? He always has several of them going on. One of them, right, has been, and this summer has been, of course, North Korea. Excuse me. And we've seen how this strategy has worked out almost according to the book. You know, first the first thing he did was to get, I don't think we necessarily want to go through the entire analysis
sure.
of his strategy, but he ended up getting at least a very friendly relationship with the North Korean Kim Jong Un. Yeah, that's a little tricky.
You got it.
That's worse than Fedewa. By the way, it's nice to talk to people that understand how to pronounce that name.
Well,
because I grew up in Lansing.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And WJIM was with me my entire until I moved out of the area.
Okay. Gotcha.
So,
yeah.
I think we've seen that particular negotiation, and it's coming to an area that we all want, which is the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Another one that just had a particular significant mark this last week was his negotiation with the European Union.
Right.
So,
and I think we're about to see it again. We just talked today. There's the tweet from yesterday where the president says he's willing to shut down the government
yeah.
if Democrats won't help fund the wall on the border and other immigration concerns.
Yeah.
We're seeing it play out all over again.
Yeah, and the press falls for it every time. It's really quite amusing. But of course, there's an awful lot at stake too. And so we obviously he's our president for better or for worse. So we really want him to succeed. And of course, I don't think the press does want him to succeed. But so far, he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, Dr. Larry Fedewa, you can find him online at mypoliticalinsights.com. The latest piece, everybody knows how to negotiate except Trump. Dr. Larry, thanks so much for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, you're welcome anytime.
Appreciate it. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. If you're sick and tired of the IRS or the state of Michigan controlling your life, listen up. Every unfiled tax return and unanswered letter from the IRS affects your rights. And yes, you do have rights. Chris McLatcher has 25 years of experience helping people just like you. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.